Hey, it's Darren Johnson. I am representing Campus News. You can find this podcast on campusxm.com. Also, Drive Time Podcast. This is based on an article I wrote for Campus News. It is the top 10 bands who never had a radio hit single, a top 40 Billboard song. I did some journalistic investigation, and I also asked some DJs and some people who know music, did some research. It's a little subjective, but my criteria for this is bands that weren't just influential. I got a lot of nominations of bands that were, oh, this band's so influential, but no, these were bands that you probably have heard of, at least in passing, and in their day, they probably could sell out a good-sized arena. So I picked 9 bands right off the bat after much research, and I published those in Campus News newspaper. You can find that on campus-news.org, campus-news.org. And then I took nominations for number 9, and I got a lot of nominations. Another criteria was, and I'll get into this a little bit more when I mention one of the bands later, is that the band couldn't have had a solo singer go off and have hits. So I got some nominations, for example, from Velvet Underground, for Velvet Underground. But Lou Reed had a hit, so I don't really consider that, and they're in the Hall of Fame, I don't really consider them a band that qualifies under this pretense. Top 10 bands that didn't have a Billboard Top 40 song. No one has written this article before. It's new to you. So in the article, I mentioned the 9. At the end of this podcast, I will mention the 10th. So in the article, I say, hey, go to the podcast. I will play a song from each band. Mostly I will play songs that were as close as the band got to the top 40. So a song that kind of had some radio play. This is unique because even bands that were counterculture, like the B-52s or Public Enemy or Grateful Dead, eventually at the end of their careers, they had a radio song. They got it together somehow, or maybe their fan base was big enough and they came out with like Touch of Grey for the Grateful Dead, or Love Shack for the B-52s. They eventually had a song after playing in the underground for a long time. So a band that never had a top 40 is pretty rare, especially considering there's so many one-hit wonders who easily had a top 40. Now, I broadcast from my car. I have a whole setup going on. You might hear some background noise, but when I play the music, which I got courtesy of YouTube, so you can find it there, and when I play the music, I will make sure there's no background noise. Okay, well, let's get to this. Thank you very much for listening. I will put more podcasts on campusxm.com, and if you have a podcast idea, send it to me at campusxm@cccn.us, campusxm@cccn.us, and if you have a nomination for a band that I missed, let me know. Go on our website and write to me there. Campus-news.org. Okay, campus-news. Don't forget the -.org. You can just type in Campus News on Google. All right, this is Darren Johnson, and let's get into the top 10 bands who never had a top 40 single. Okay, I'm on the George Washington Bridge. The best this band did was number 66 in 1978 with the song Rockaway Beach, The Ramones. Now, this band kind of surprised me, being a band that has never had a top 40 song, in that they were tremendously popular in the New York metro area, and their songs were featured in some major movies. Most notably, Blitzkrieg Bop was featured in the Vacation, original Vacation movie with Chevy Chase. That was a mega hit movie, and that song was prominently featured. So it's a surprise this band never made it into the Billboard Top 40. Anyway, here it is, Rockaway Beach.
1, 2, 3, 4! Chewing at a rhythm on my bubble gum. Sunny as that, and I want some. It's not hard, not far to reach. We can hit a ride to Rockaway Beach. Up on the roof, out on the street, down in the playground, the hot concrete. Boys, ride.
The best this song ever did was number 51, Rocks, Roots, and Reggae by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Surprised? I'm surprised. Bob Marley is famous. He's on t-shirts everywhere. One Love is practically a theme song at this point. His album is still in the top 200 all-time albums. Only Pink Floyd has spent more time with the top album. And Pink Floyd has had plenty of radio songs, but not Bob Marley, somehow. Bob Marley's still tremendously popular. I guess maybe because his fan base may partake in a particular leafy substance, they are a little slow to make it to the record store, so he didn't get a top 40 hit. Anyway, here's Rock, Roots, Reggae. Okay, I was torn as to whether or not to put this band in my top 10. Black Sabbath. All right, Black Sabbath themselves have never had a top 40 song. The best they did was number 52 in 1972, Iron Man. Everyone knows the song Iron Man. I'm going to play it for you in a second. But Ozzy Osbourne, lead singer, did go on to a solo career and had a lot of hits. However, I think that Iron Man is such an iconic song that it can't be ignored. And it has to put Black Sabbath into the top 10 bands that never had a top 40 hit. So here it is, Iron Man. We'll be right back. okay, the Violent Femmes, they were tremendously popular on alternative radio and college radio in the 1980s. Their first self-titled album was a staple amongst angst teens. You may know their songs, but you may not know their name. Their songs are everywhere. They still sometimes tour. And Kiss Off is one of their big songs. Also, Add It Up. And Blister in the Sun, which I'm going to play. Blister in the Sun has been redone. It's all over the place. It's a staple. It's in so many movies. The Violent Femmes. Morrissey and the Smiths. The Smiths were big in the 1980s. They would sell out places like Nassau Coliseum and Madison Square Garden. Their lead singer Morrissey went on to a solo career, which was just as good. And their albums are excellent. Excellent. The Smiths' first album, self-titled, is one of the most authentic albums you can ever listen to. It's beautiful. Just download it, listen to it over and over and over again. Morrissey went on to his own career. He's a little bit more lyric heavy. He still performs. He has cancer currently. He's actually a pop cult idol in parts of Mexico, believe it or not. Even though his lyrics are in English and they're pretty complicated lyrics, I guess they translate well. It's about angst. It's about lost love. It's about being upset about the way things are run. He has a lot of literary references too. The best he ever did, though, as a solo artist, the band, was Morrissey hitting number 46 in 1994 with The More You Ignore Me, The Closer I Get. Let's listen to Morrissey.
Closer I get, you're wasting your time. The more you ignore me, the closer I get, you're wasting your time. I will be in the bar. With my head on the bar, I time. The more you ignore me, the closer I get. You're wasting your time. Beware, I bear more grudges than lonely high court judges.
Okay, I wrote a lot about Courtney Love and the band Hole in a previous edition of Campus News. You can find the article, just go on campus-news.org and type in Courtney Love in the search field, and you can find the article I wrote. It's really long. I defend her. I think the two main Hole albums are as good as the two main Nirvana albums. Courtney Love, of course, is known for having married Kurt Cobain, who was a member of the 27 Club, for his suicide. Some people tell me that they believe Courtney Love had something to do with his suicide. I think she was just on her own. She had her own issues, and there's no way she could have predicted that Nirvana would become Elvis or the Beatles after the death of Cobain. I don't see the profit motive. She had her own band, and she had her own drug issues. So, Courtney Love and Hole. Those two albums are excellent, and Courtney Love actually tried to make some radio songs. Malibu has a nice video, and it's a song that sounds like a radio song. For some reason, it didn't catch on. The best Hole ever did was number 81 in... Well, no, not 81. Number 58. 81 was Malibu. 58 in 1995, Doll Parts. So I will play you... I'll play you Doll Parts. It's a little edgier. It's off their first album. And their first hit album. And Malibu's off of their second album, Celebrity Skin. The first good album Hole had was Live Through This, which is very edgy. Both are really good. Celebrity Skin's a little bit more polished. It came out after the death of Cobain. So, I don't know. I think she gets short shrift. I think she doesn't get enough airplay on Sirius XM and similar channels. Let's listen to the song. Go and download her albums. Go on YouTube and see some of her covers, too. I think she should have had a better career. Okay, Courtney Love, Doll Parts.
I am doll eyes, doll mouth. doll parts, bed skin, doll heart. It's dance for night, for the rest of my life. Yeah, they really want you, they really want you, they really do. Yeah, they really want you, they really want you, but I do too. I want to be the girl with the most cake. He only loves those things because he loves to see them break.
I noticed making this list, some of these bands that didn't make the Billboard Top 40 had songs that were either really short, like the Ramones and the Violent Femmes. Their songs are typically under 3 minutes, and or they were too long. So it's hard for a long song to get a lot of radio play. King Crimson's a band that had a pretty, they were pretty well known and respected in the 70s, took a little break. Kind of came back in the 80s. They tried to be commercial, but they still couldn't do it. So the best they ever did was The Court of the Crimson King, Part 1. Part 2 was the B-side, and you can only find it on YouTube, and it's pretty rare to find. Doesn't have a lot of clicks. Did number 80 in 1970, so Part 1 did number 80. It's trippy. It's psychedelic. It's 7 minutes long. You can see everything was against it as far as it making the top 40, but I think it's worth it. So let's sit back, relax, and maybe put on your headphones and maybe have a coffee or something and enjoy this song.
To the court of the crimson king. whilst trampling on a flower. I chased the wind of a prison ship that tasted the sweet and sour. The pattern juggler, the orchestra begins. Slowly turns the grinding wheel, the court of the crimson.
Okay, I was a little torn about the Replacements. The Replacements were a band, 80s and 90s, and they had a good sound, but I don't like bands like the Replacements that much. But then again, I did see them open for Tom Petty at one point, and they did have songs. I think probably their problem is their songs aren't catchy enough. But quality-wise, they don't seem that much different than, say, a U2, who has had plenty of hit songs. The best this band ever did was number 51 in 1989 with I'll Be You. So I'm going to play that song. I think barely they make my top 10. I can be argued out of this. So send me an email at campusxm@cccn.us if you have a better nominee than the Replacements. I can replace the Replacements. We'll be right back.
type to come true. Left the rebel without a clue, and I'm searching for something to do. If it's just a game,
it was argued I should have a rap band in my top 10, and I agree, there should be a rap band. The problem is, the early founders of rap, I don't feel I should include. They were highly influential, but they weren't really names that people knew in the era. People in the know knew them, but not average people on the street. I'm talking like Grandmaster Flash, or Curtis Blow. All right. They never had a top 40 song, true. But I don't think that they... I think they hit before anyone knew what rap was. All right, then there were some bands that hit after, like the Fat Boys and Public Enemy and Beastie Boys that were Run DMC that were popular, and they did have top 40 hits. All right, so I'm excluding those. All right, and then there were kind of like these fake rap bands, like the one with Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince, and a whole TV show was based on it, and that was just pretend music. Who they were ripping off was these two guys, Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick. So the Get Fresh Crew is also what they went by sometimes. These people were geniuses. They were on college radio all the time. They came out in the era where people knew what rap was, but they never quite hit it. They never had a top 40 hit. And their songs are amongst the most sampled today. You can listen to modern rap and hear samples of these songs all the time. So Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick, they did stuff together as the Get Fresh Crew. They did stuff solo, and they both deserve to be remembered. I'm going to play you. The Show. The song The Show. All right? From the Get Fresh Crew. Their bigger song was probably La Dee Da Dee, which was covered by Snoop Dogg. But I'm going to play The Show. In high school, I played football, and some kids were hip to rap. It was a inner city type football team. And on the bus, people would bring boom boxes, and they would play this song over and over. Everyone loved it. No one knew what the name of the song was because people would just record songs off the radio or they'd, copy the song from someone else in that era. People were pirating back then, too. But the show, they would call it the Inspector Gadget song because the show actually samples Inspector Gadget, the TV show, the kids' TV show. So they were sampling before anyone was sampling, and now these two guys are amongst the most sampled artists in the rap world. So Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick, the Get Fresh crew, and here it is, the show.
Have you ever seen a show with fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite.
They never write.
That's not polite. Am I lying?
No, you're quite right.
Well, tonight, on this very mic, you're about to hear,
we swear, the best star rappers of the year.
So,
cheerio,
yell,
scream, bravo. Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Heard, Doug, I was going downtown.
Word,
word, all alone, no one to be with. stepped on the D-train at 205th. I saw a pretty girl,
so
I sat beside her. Then she went like she was Tony the Tiger. I said, hold on, there's been a mistake. Honey, my name's Slick Rick, not Frosty Flakes.
Oh, golly, why?
She was raised in hell. She said, oh, my name is Maggie, but call me Michelle. Michelle, my belle, Sunday monkey, fun champion on some, champion on some. Slick Rick and I'm rock the house, you know what I'm saying. And when I'm on the mic, there won't be no delaying. Bust a move, we shall improve. Hey yo, Doug, do that record jam on the groove.
Alright, I put a lot of work into my number 10, and this might be a surprise to some, might be not a surprise to others. It's a band that didn't really register in my listening habits when they existed, but I have to admit that they have some songs that probably should have been top 40 hits. Okay, who is this band? Think 1980s, think metal. The band is Judas Priest. Judas Priest sold a lot of albums. A lot of, like, 14-year-old boys would buy these albums. They were mocked a bit with the movie Spinal Tap, was based a little bit on this band, a lot of it maybe. But You've Got Another Thing Coming is a great, great anthem. Breaking the Law. This band probably should have had a top 40 Billboard hit. So I've taken all of your stuff into consideration, got a lot of nominations, and this is my number 10. If you disagree with any of this list, just send me an email at campusxm@cccn.us, campusxm@cccn.us. This is Darren Johnson. So let's enjoy a little bit of Judas Priest to round this out. Thank you for listening, and read more on campus-news.org. Okay, bye.